jumping into our concert review now. And of course, it's by Logan and Elizabeth this week. And they saw Less Than Jake over at the Castle Theater. So you guys tell me all about this because I know you guys were super excited about this concert.
Yeah, I had an absolute blast. It was a 30-year reunion like show for one of their top albums, Hello Rockview. And it was so much fun. I mean, their set was one of the craziest things that I've ever seen at Castle Theater. Their album cover looks like a cartoony like setup. And they had like big cardboard cutouts of all the characters from their album covers on stage. It was so much fun. And they also, do you know like the things that car washes, the big like inflatable guys that pop up out front?
Oh yeah, like for new businesses, yeah, or whatever, they'll put those things out there. Yeah.
Yeah, they had inflatables like that, but they looked like the people in the band. It was so much fun. It was hilarious.
Oh my God, I love that. I would love that little thing of me. Like yeah, imagine having that of yourself. That would be so cool.
And it was really cool because they had like the LTJ, like the Less Than Jake initials on it. It was so cool. And they would only blow them up for like a minute at a time, so I didn't get to get a good picture of them, but they were really cool.
That is so cool. So what was kind of the vibe of the show? Was it super upbeat? Was it a little more like laid back? Like how was the concert overall?
Yeah, this they're like a super upbeat band. I'd say it's kind of like ska, kind of rock sounding music. So mm-hmm. It's definitely more like unique than what I'm used to seeing at Castle Theater. But yeah, I mean, you could tell some people there were like diehard fans. Like I've talked to some people who have been like going all around to see this band and just like touring with them, which is so cool. Like their fan base was awesome.
Really? Yeah. So how was the crowd like? Because I feel like that's definitely a thing over at the Castle Theater. Is like every crowd is so unique and different, and it really does make the experience.
Oh yeah, it was probably like average age was like 35.
Yeah. Okay.
We're typically okay, like the younger group of people at these shows, and even though like people were kind of older and some people were sitting down, there was still a lot of moshing going on per usual. And I really like, I loved the opening bands, the first two bands. They were so good. They really like brought the energy to start like with, because Less Than Jake, they have such like a distinct sound and like everyone knows them. And I had not heard of the openers before and I was so amazed by them. They were so good.
What were the openers? I'm curious.
It was Raging Nathan's first and then Strung Out second. I personally like Strung Out the best. They were so fast and that I really liked that kind of stuff.
And were they both like more of a rock feel or like more alternative? Like what were the openers vibes?
I'd definitely say more of like a rock feel, but it just was the perfect way to set it up. I mean, before Less Than Jake even came out, people were already crowd surfing and jumping all over. It was a blast.
That sounds like so much fun. And you know, you guys have been going to a lot of shows there. Was it kind of a classic feel of a show or was it more like, tell me about, like, the whole show in general.
Honestly, I thought that was probably one of the favorite shows I've seen there just because their set and, like, how interactive it was. I mean, they had members who weren't even in the band just, like, putting on silly, like, skeleton costumes and running around the stage with, like, a Less Than Jake flag. They just did so much stuff to make the show more interactive.
Ooh, I love that. I love when artists can really, like, connect to, like, the audience and kind of bring them into the experience as well instead of just standing on stage and singing.
Yeah, and they all had Bluetooth cords, or like the cables to their amps were Bluetooth so that they could all run around the stage and like come down to the front and say hi to everyone, which was super cool. I love when they do that.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Because normally, yeah, they're all like plugged in, so you can't really move too much.
Yeah.
That is cool. I would do that if I could play guitar, but I can't.
Yeah. I just really liked it too because I thought it was so cool how this album that they performed came out 30 years ago and they did the album in its entirety. So they just played that whole album in order, which was so cool because I feel like artists never really do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. They'll usually like pick the top hits and then just kind of leave it at that. But doing a full album, like, wow.
Yeah. And it was really cool to hear like a backstory on the album. Like they would tell us like our label didn't want us to put this song on there, but we liked it. So here it is. So it was just really cool to hear like an insider for how they thought of making the album.
I absolutely love that, and it sounds like a great time. And if you guys want to read the full concert review, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you could read the full concert review there.